And going up to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to start off this morning by telling you a story from actually the very beginning of my priesthood. Actually, it doesn't get very much more beginning than this story. It was the day after I was ordained. When, after my ordination and then my first Mass the following day, we had a little reception afterwards, and then at the end, Bishop Dolan and Father McGuire, who were the last two clergy that were there visiting for that, or attending the ordination, I had to take to the airport, and I brought them to the airport, dropped them off, and I returned back to the church that I was staying at that time. And when I arrived back on that cold February day, I walked into the rectory, and as soon as I walked in, I wasn't even able to take my coat off yet when the phone rang right away. I answered the phone and talked to the person on the other end, and they informed me that it was a parishioner, of course, and they informed me that their father, who was also a parishioner, had fallen gravely ill, and they were calling to ask that if I could come down and give him extreme unction. So no sooner had I come back from the airport, I didn't even take my coat off, but went right back out, got my sick call kit together, and immediately set off for the hospital to give extreme unction to this man. After having done so, he received it very well, and within a short time period afterwards, he died, fortified by all of the sacraments of the church, and made ready to go on his way to eternity. It was a great privilege and really kind of an abrupt entrance when I called Father McGuire after I had come back from that anointing and told him exactly what had happened. He just chuckled at me and said, "Welcome to the priesthood." It was really a baptism by fire, if you will. And it was a great privilege for me to be able to do just that. Now, extreme unction is a sacrament that is an oftentimes afterthought sacrament, I think, in the minds of many people, even very good Catholics. And it shouldn't be. It should be something that we are ready to ask for when it is needed for ourselves. But too often, people are hesitant or slow or perhaps even a little bit negligent in calling in those times of need to receive that great sacrament of the Church. Why is that? I think it comes from several reasons. I don't think anybody is really malicious about the sacraments at all. You know, I think people genuinely want to do the right thing. But I think it comes from, first, reason one, number one, a bit of a superstitious fear regarding the sacraments. Sometimes people have this mindset that if the priest comes to their bedside, to their sick bed, to their hospital, to their nursing home, whatever it may be, that if the priest comes, he brings death along with him. He comes, and then therefore, if he brings the last sacraments, then the person that I care about is most likely going to die soon thereafter. But this, of course, is a silly notion. Yes, the person may die, but it's not because they were anointed. Remember why you called in the first place. They were gravely ill, or they had been in a serious accident and been badly injured. You've called me to help you in that moment. Moreover, if there's anything in the way of healing, it is that sacrament itself. Most especially a healing of soul, of mind, and of heart for the person who receives it. So many of the burdens that lay upon a person when they are sick are very heavy. They think about a lot of things. They worry about a lot of things. And when they receive extreme unction, some of that burden is taken away. No longer are they concerned about the state of their soul. No longer are they worried about what's going to happen to them if they do die. No longer are they worried if there are people out there that are praying for them, or if they have done all that they could to get themselves to heaven. That is relieved. And now they have an ability to just focus on offering up their suffering well and striving after, trying to get themselves better in their illness. Secondarily, I think a reason why people are hesitant in the reception of the sacrament of extreme unction comes sometimes from a poor understanding of what that sacrament really is. Now, I know that all of you have studied in the Catechism the seven sacraments and have a basic idea of extreme unction, but at times it's a bit confusing as to when and why and what the effects of the sacrament are. But in understanding that, we find a greater appreciation and a greater desire to receive the sacraments of the Church. For extreme unction, we ask the first question of who may receive the sacrament. Well, of course, first off, you have to be a Catholic, but anybody who is suffering from an illness or an injury which is grave enough to constitute a threat to their life, they are eligible to receive extreme unction. Now, this does not mean that you have to be knocking on death's door. It just means that it has to be threatening your life itself. So, for instance, a person who goes to the doctor because they've been having some sort of difficulty and they receive a diagnosis that they have cancer. Cancer itself threatens their life. They might be able to receive treatments and make a full recovery from that. The prospects might even be very good for that. Or they might have a long battle ahead of them and they might lose it. But it's not your job to know that. But at that moment, once you realize what is wrong and you realize that this thing itself has the potential to threaten my life, then now I am able to receive extreme unction in order to fortify myself. The threat to your life, though, cannot be an external threat in order to receive the sacrament. So, for instance, if you are going in for a surgery that is, let's say you had a bad knee and you needed a knee replacement, having a bad knee doesn't threaten your life itself. Yes, the surgery may be dangerous, but that is an outside threat, and so in that instance, a person would not receive extreme unction. However, they still should call the priest, get a blessing of the sick, and be sure to have people pray for them, and then arrange it so that the priest can come afterwards to bring the Holy Communion and hear your confession and things like that. So you still want to set up the sacraments, but the actual reception of extreme unction is not necessary just because one is going to have a surgery. Next, in regards to the sacrament of and the reception thereof, we need to understand the effect of the sacrament, or the purpose of that sacrament. It is, at its foundation, a sacrament for the living, not to be forgotten about, not to be pushed aside all the way to the end of life when one is moments away from death, but rather it is to be received by the living, because it is for the good of the soul of somebody who is alive. The purpose of the sacrament, first and foremost, is the removal of sin from the soul. Now, of course, confession should be made, and anybody who has the faculties about them to make a good confession is given that opportunity to confess their sins before extreme unction is given. And if you have the ability to confess, you must confess. But any sins that you may have unwittingly forgotten, or any kind of effect of sin, is either taken away or greatly diminished by the good reception of extreme unction. With that also comes graces to the soul. The graces of the sacrament are there to fortify it, to strengthen us in a time of trial, in a time of need. When we are sick, it's oftentimes in those moments that temptation comes to us in a great way. Not in the way that we necessarily think about it. The temptations that I undergo during my healthy life are oftentimes different than the temptations that I might undergo during a time of sickness. But the temptations of doubt, the temptations of despair, the temptations of self-pity, those type of things come to me in time of sickness. And most especially if I am in danger of dying. In those last days of my life, the devil is going to be after my soul more than he had ever been before. Yet at the same time, we know that God wants to save us, and he wants to give us help more than ever before. And he's ready and willing to do so. It's up to us to reach out and to ask for that help. We do so by calling in the priest. We do so by the reception of the sacraments, and most especially that holy unction that is a soothing balm for our soul. And the third effect of extreme unction is itself a physical healing, if that be expedient for the good of that person's soul. Not everybody is going to receive physical recovery because they receive extreme unction. No, one day each and every one of us is meant to die. That is the end of all of our lives. However, if it be God's will and for the good of our soul that I should recover, then that physical healing is a secondary effect of extreme unction. We've seen it many a times in our priesthood. You ask any priest, they have seen that happen a multitude of times. And so, with those three effects in mind, we have a better understanding of why we receive extreme unction while we are still able to understand what's going on. We also understand that with the graces that come from the sacrament, while it is true that they are given to us in a great abundance from the sacrament itself, we also receive additional actual graces the more devoutly we receive the sacrament. So the sacrament gives grace. That's part of the definition of sacrament, right? It's an outward sign instituted by Christ that gives grace. So, which is why we give extreme unction to people who are unconscious. It still gives grace. But if we are alert and well-disposed and devout in our reception of the sacrament, then we receive additional graces because we have done so in a focused and devout manner, and really tried to maximize the effects of that sacrament on our soul. The third reason people oftentimes delay the reception of extreme unction, I think, is due to a misplaced concern, something that we hear too often. I didn't want to bother or inconvenience Father. Or, you're so busy, I didn't need you to trouble yourself over little old me. Yes, as priests, we are busy. But what do you think we are busy with? We're busy with caring for souls. We're busy with working to help people save themselves from hell, to bring them to heaven. And there's no greater duty or greater joy for a priest than to be able to give this sacrament, because we know how much it directly aids somebody in attaining that end. There's no greater help for souls than the giving of the sacraments of the church. There's no greater help for those in times of distress than that reception of extreme unction. No greater aid in getting somebody from this life to the next life in paradise than extreme unction, the very sacrament given to us by the church herself for this purpose. We are literally ordained to help you get to heaven. So don't hesitate to call as soon as you fear that there might be reason to receive extreme unction, because that's what we're here for, to save our souls, the very reason why we're created. The good God knows that we, in our lifetime, need all of the help that we can get to attain that end. And the supernatural graces that we receive to be able to do so, they come to us in a large part from the good reception of the sacraments. Every good confession we make, every good Holy Communion we receive, these bring us one step closer to heaven. And when we're faced with that prospect of an illness which may cause our death, our Lord gives us another sacrament to strengthen us further, extreme unction. He instituted it for a reason. He instituted it for his church. He instituted it for you. So don't hesitate to call. Receive extreme unction at once if you find yourself in need of it. And while the sacrament, and if you are unsure, if you are in need of receiving extreme unction, then ask. We will tell you if we think that you need to receive the sacrament or not. And if the answer is no, then we'll still be ready and willing to give a blessing, be able to help you to receive other sacraments, to help you in time of trial, or to do whatever you need to help you along your way to saving your soul. There are many things to think about in a time of sickness. Don't let the last thing be your soul. Let the sacraments of the church, especially extreme unction, be the spiritual medicine for you, because its only side effect is salvation. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.